This is Day to Day from NPR News. Coming up, classes begin today at Florida's brand new Ave Maria University. The school is the latest creation from the guy who brought you Domino's Pizza. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, more on the resignation of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. In a surprise announcement at the Justice Department this morning, he said he's decided to leave the job he's held for 2.5 years. We're joined now by NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back. You know, we asked earlier on the program two reporters why now. They couldn't answer, but I'm sure you know.
I would say, first of all, that President Bush probably got his first wind of this on Friday and asked Alberto Gonzalez, or got word to him, not to make any kind of an announcement to anyone else because the president wanted to get a chance to have a conversation with him. They had that conversation on Sunday, and then the White House let it out early this morning. I think the president wanted one last chance to talk to his attorney general and longtime friend before the word got out.
Well, it is out now. Here's Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York. He sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is going to be holding confirmation hearings. Here he is.
Now it will be up to the White House to choose a replacement who is, above all, a professional, not a partisan, not a pal. Unlike the last time, he needs to pick the best person, not his best friend.
That's New York Senator Charles Schumer. Now, the president has said the Solicitor General, Paul Clement, is an interim choice for this job. How soon do you think we're going to hear about a permanent successor?
I think there's a fair chance they don't have someone yet who's willing to take the job and who can be safely and quickly confirmed by the Senate. They still may need to do some convincing. They may have a person in mind. As soon as they have that person's agreement, we could hear it this week. On the other hand, it could be into September. The resignation does not become effective until September 17th. And while it's possible that Alberto Gonzalez has known for some while he wanted to go and was merely waiting until there was a little distance between him and that disastrous July appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee, so he didn't look quite so much as though he'd been run out of town, it's also possible that this comes as a bit of a bitter surprise to the president. And as a result, it may take a few days before we actually have a person who's agreed to take the job.
Well, it does sound that way from the analysis that you're delivering here, that indeed this is not a managed political procedure that brings this about, but a personal choice from Mr. Gonzalez, and the president didn't know it was coming.
This has been a hellish time for him. Whatever your sympathies are, you would have to say that any human being who had been under this much pressure and been at this crux between the presidency and the Congress, these two institutions that are very much at war at this point, being the point man for the president and for the White House's attitude towards the relationship with Congress, that is going to wear anybody down. And at some juncture or another, you just have to ask yourself, am I making this worse just by continuing to be who I am?
Let me ask you about timing on this in another way. Karl Rove, the president's chief political advisor and another dear Texan for him, an old, longtime Texas roots, 10 days ago, he said, hey, I'm leaving. I've had enough of this. I'm resigning as well. Is this just coincidence?
We do know that the chief of staff at the White House has said, look, folks, if you're going to go between now and January of 2009, go now. Now, that wouldn't apply to Gonzalez as a cabinet member, but the message of it could well. The message of it from Bolton was, it's going to be tough enough down the stretch. We need to know that everybody who's still with us is going to stay with us. So I don't think it's entirely coincidental, although I do think the Rove situation is quite different from that of the attorney general.
Well, let me ask you about another matter here, if I may, and we'll switch over to the Democrats here. The Democratic National Committee over the weekend moved to try to force Florida Democrats to rescind an earlier decision to move their primary date up to late January from early February, because everyone is blaming Florida for this succession of earlier dates we keep having. You were at a meeting over the weekend. What happened on this and what's going to happen?
At this meeting of a subcommittee of the Democratic National Committee, they are the enforcement panel, the Rules and Bylaws Subcommittee, and what they essentially said was, you guys cannot do this. You can't choose your delegates outside the window that we gave you. You can't leapfrog to January 29th. Therefore, we just won't seat anybody from Florida at the convention next summer in Denver. You're out. Death penalty.
So they wouldn't seat the delegates, but Florida would still, the primary votes would still count, wouldn't they, in some way?
As a realistic matter, the convention itself is really not crucial And as a result, this is really all going to have to be worked out. And at some point or another, they'll get people in those seats to represent Florida, and they'll show what the results of the Florida primary had been.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, a regular Monday guest. Ron, thank you again. And there's more coming on Day to Day from NPR News.